Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday. It's June the 20th, and I've got an old friend with us today. Actually, I've got two old friends with us today. They're not old. I need to clarify myself. We've known each other for a long time. Hazel Kender, good to have you
Thank
on Radio
you,
Friends, Hazel.
That's great
we go
to
back
be here.
Many, many years with Pepper and Friends. But Hazel is from the Lighthouse Theater.
Yeah.
And it's the first time you've been on Radio
yes.
Friends. You have yes. a wonderful theater. Why don't you tell people about your theater?
Well, it's a Branson-style theater.
Yeah.
And we seat 500. We like to showcase local talent, which is what I'm working on now. And
yeah.
I've got a country band that we do at second and fourth Saturday and bluegrass on the third Saturdays. But it's a great venue. We seat 500 and got room for 800.
And your acoustics
phenomenal.
Is specially designed. Right?
Yes, special design.
Now, you've got do you have a local talent show that you said is coming up?
It's a talent showcase.
A talent showcase, okay.
Yes, it's the 23rd. I've already auditioned
23rd of
and
June.
And I've coached them.
Okay.
And so the idea is to bring local talent on mm-hmm. a professional stage. If you play baseball, you get to play on a real baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these people are going to get to sing and perform on a professional
Now, we
stage.
Really are, in central Missouri, we've got a lot of talent.
Oh, my.
We
yes.
really have a lot of talent. And unless you listen to them, you may not realize the caliber of the
yes.
talent that we have
yes.
here. I remember over the years when we were doing the television show, I was astounded
right.
by some of the people we had on.
Right.
Because these folks should be national.
yeah.
And that's not an exaggeration.
No.
That's not an exaggeration.
My first audition, I auditioned like 15 people, and I have placed every one of them in a showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do another audition. Of course, I'll be after this taping, but then we do another one in August.
Okay.
So they
okay.
can go to lighthousetheater.com and see when we schedule the next
so
one.
So just go to lighthousetheater.com
yes.
and you can get all the information.
Right.
Now, you just got back from Nashville, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, what happened?
I was in a showcase, a
okay.
little higher levels, but I got to sing in front of some of the big people
uh-huh.
in the industry.
And how did it go?
It was wonderful. I was busy all day interviewing and presenting my music and my business cards, and I met a movie producer, several magazine producers, music producers. Mm. They were all there.
All
so
right.
It was fun. And I got to be with Phil Vassar, who is a big country star.
Yeah.
And spent the evening, with his record label. So it was just – it was fun.
Good, good.
Yeah.
But if people want more information about the Lighthouse Theater and the programs that are running throughout the summer and into the fall, the web address is?
www.lighthousetheater.com.
Okay, www.lighthousetheater.com, and give them your location.
We're on I-70, exit 137.
And as you're driving down I-70,
it's on
towards St. Louis,
It's on the south side of the road.
On the south side. Just look. If you're going towards St. Louis, look to the right, and you'll see the lighthouse there.
That's right. 22-foot okay. tall lighthouse
All right,
right out front.
Hazel,
thank you, Paul, for having me.
It's my pleasure. And will you come back again?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Will you
Hazel
come and
Kender.
See me?
Now I want to turn to Kristen Eifert. Kristen is with us with the Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much, Paul.
And you've got a special event that's coming up at the library. Is it in July?
In July. July 7th. We have another one of our cooking classes for kids
uh-huh.
called Make a Yummy Snack. Anyway, we're going to be featuring fruit with our class this time.
So how are the classes for the kids going?
They're great. We have lots of kids. Kids come with their parents. It's geared for ages 3 through 9, so
mm-hmm.
it's the younger set.
So a lot of times these kids that come and sample the vegetables or the fruit that you have at the library, they've never tasted these before, right?
Right. Yeah. Our whole idea is to get them excited about cooking and excited about trying new things. And summer is such a great time to do a fruit program because there's so many good fruits available in the summertime.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids, you know, have a harder time with vegetables, but fruits are a lot easier to introduce to them. And so it's just, it'll be fun. We're going to make fruit smoothies and fruit salads. So they'll get to learn how to prepare fruits in terms of washing them first and then using, you know, just not a sharp knife, but cutting. So getting some knife skills.
Oh, so you're going to let the kids?
Well, with a plastic knife. So
okay. Have you ever had parents come up to you after one of your programs and say, oh, thank you so much. My kid would not try this particular vegetable or this particular fruit, and you finally got them to put it in their mouth and they like it?
We've had some come that way. And, you know, and some will try it and they still don't like it, but at least they've tried it. So they'll be more willing to try other things in the future. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do they have to do to sign up for this?
It's very easy. Tomorrow you can start signing up for the class either online or through the library.
Okay.
All the classes are free, so they'll get to make a snack, but it costs them nothing. But it is important that they sign up ahead of time to make sure there's a spot, because
okay,
they do fill up.
Okay, so go to the library website,
yes,
which is?
Oh, you know what? I don't have that off the top of my head.
Most people know what the library website
right
is. Or you can call them, or you can stop in the library.
Right, and sign
and
up
that
way
sign
as
up,
well.
Sign up in person.
Yes.
And how many people can you take at a time?
We'll have, between because the parents and children, up to about 50 people all together. Of course, that's parents. So I think they take about 25 kids.
Okay.
But there's adequate room for them, and parents help as well as the kids. We usually will read a story first, so we get a little literacy time, and then some instruction, and then they get to make their treat. And
so how long is the –
It's an hour. It's from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock on July 7th.
On July 7th. So starting tomorrow, you can sign up for it.
Yes, and it's a great collaboration that the Central Missouri Dietetic Association has had with the library going on for, I think, probably about 10 years now.
Yeah, that's great.
So
is there anything else after the July 7th one then?
You know, we've got some more things in the works, but they're not set in stone as of today. So there should be some. We have programs for adults and for kids that'll be coming up in the fall, but I can't give you the dates on those.
Okay, ones, so. That's all right. But the important thing to keep in mind is it's summertime, and we have so many wonderful fruits and vegetables available right now. Take advantage of them. Eat fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, if you just have a bowl of grapes or cherries or apricots on the table, we have cousins with us this week, and they just disappear.
Okay. So. Thank you so much, Kristen, for coming
Thank
by.
Thank you.
My pleasure having you here. Tomorrow, we're going to say goodbye to two majors with the Salvation Army who are moving on, and we're going to miss them. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to listen to this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org, sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.